You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. We are meditating this Advent on texts from the prophet Isaiah, and we meditate today on Isaiah 26, verses 1 to 6. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as bulwarks and walls. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. This is a really interesting passage talking about restoration of the city of God or the kingdom of God and of the people of God. And it is a song, it says, that will be sung in the land of Judah. It is a proclamation of what the Lord has done for his people. And it sets before us this song, two ways of life, two cities, as it says. One that has been built by the Lord with bulwarks and walls, and the other is a lofty city built in the height. And it presents a contrast, and it says that those who live in the city built by the Lord are the righteous nation that keeps faith. What are the aspects of living in the city? Well, it is a city where the people dwell with the Lord, and he keeps them in peace because he is with them. Their mind is set on the Lord because they trust in the Lord. So it is a fulfillment of the words of the Lord in many places when he talks about the covenant, his people, and the Lord being their God. And then there's another city. It says, the other city has been humbled and laid low. It has been cast to the dust. It has been trampled by the foot of the poor. And I think this is very important because we see God, something that we have been meditating on and will continue to meditate on in this season, which is God exalts the humble and he casts down the lofty or those who are exalted. And this happens, it says here, trampled by the foot of the poor. And even when we read something as trampled by the feet or the humble, we might even be reminded of the foot of the son of Eve, who will trample on the snake's head. That's just a little note on the side here for this passage. But the question that is set before us is, which city do we live in? Which way of life do I choose? Is it the lofty city, an exalted way of life, putting myself above everything else? Or is it the city built by the Lord, trusting in him as my everlasting rock? A question for our own way of life could be, where do I find my security? In a way of life built by myself to look after my needs, established where I look after my own security, my own confidence? Or is it in the way of life that comes from trusting the Lord and setting my mind on him, knowing that he will provide for me? I think these are good questions to ask ourselves while we await for the Lord's return. And the question I think that is a key question for us during this season is, do I need a savior? Or have I become my own savior? Do I want to be the part of these people that, as the song says, trusts in the Lord and has the Lord God as an everlasting rock? Am I willing to be kept in perfect peace by the Lord because I have set my mind on him? Or am I interested on figuring it out on my own and finding my own security and my own peace and building my own city with my own walls and my own bulwarks where I will provide salvation for myself? I think these are good questions to ask while I await, or while we await, for the Lord's return. So I'm going to leave us some questions to meditate. Do we actually want him to return and provide for everything? Or am I convinced that I have figured out my life and need no help? Consider this, that the Lord has secured the city for those who trust in him, and the lofty will be trampled on by the humble. May we continue to grow in our trust and confidence in the Lord in this season, and as this song says, set our minds on him, and may we be joined the number of the humble who trample on the lofty city. May we receive from the Lord peace and salvation. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.